Secretary McNamara, 92.
Yes, Bob, Mr. President, you may remember some nights ago at the height of the Panamanian crisis, you sent the instructions down to O'Meara to respond in the event of a potential communist coup without reference to you again.
Yeah.
It would probably be wise to revoke those instructions to give you more control over the situation. We'll do so if that's
agreeable.
We have no further word than you've gotten already on Vietnam from George Wall. I talked to him a moment ago.
All right, but I want to be damn sure that if he doesn't locate us, that he doesn't take any chances.
Oh, that's right. We will certainly be sure of that.
I don't know who's going to determine what's right or left, but we've got to...
Well, we've got good communications down there now, and there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to locate you or...
Well, I hope his intelligence is awfully good, too.
Well, I hope so. It's better than in Vietnam at the moment, I can tell you that.
Well, if you can talk to Ankara any better than we did yesterday, we're in hell of shape, huh?
It was awful. We knew we were in bad shape on Ankara, and we were in roughly the same condition, Mr. President, a year and a half ago on the canal. We've made a lot of progress in communications there. It's good now.
Did you have a good day?
I just came back. 7 hours of testimony, and Vincent let me go at the end of the day. It was good, yes. Very good.
What, you got another tomorrow?
Nope. I was supposed to be back there tomorrow, but he finished up today in a blaze of glory.
You don't mean you're through?
I'm through with that committee.
Well, good God Almighty, I salute you again. You're the most unbelievable man I know.
Well, we went through. I was really pleased.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you.
Well, he was damn nice, and I'm very grateful to him.
Go home, give that girl a hug for me, will you?
All right, sir.
Goodbye.
Thank you.